Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 780 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, Ukraine marked the day of the defense industry worker. In his address on the occasion, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that there are currently 500 defense industry companies operating in Ukraine, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Almost 300,000 people are involved in this priority production. In particular, they produce Ukrainian shells, guns, mortars, armored vehicles, anti-tank systems, electronic warfare systems, and much more. Quote, other countries are already interested in our weapons and are in operating with us. After all, without our strength, there would be no full-fledged force of the EU and NATO. Ukraine will ensure security for itself and help others to maintain and preserve their security, unquote. On 13 April 2022, two Neptune missiles developed and manufactured by Ukrainians destroyed the Russian missile cruiser Moskva. In honor of this event, a president decree last year established a professional holiday for employees of the Ukrainian defense industry. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed that he had a phone call with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. They agreed that Berlin would provide Ukraine with an extra Patriot air defense system. According to the president, they are also working on the transfer to Ukraine of missiles and an additional Iris-T system. Zelensky and Scholz have also discussed the upcoming Ukraine Recovery Conference, which will soon be held in Germany, and the Global Peace Summit, which will take place in June in Switzerland. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This really helps more people to find out about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's Ministry of Defense has denied information that the Russians have captured the village of Bohdanivka in the Bakhmut district of Donetsk Oblast, reports Interfax Ukraine. According to the officials, fighting there continues. At night, enemy assault groups broke through the northern outskirts of the village. But Bohdanivka is still under the control of the Ukrainian forces. There is a battle going on. The enemy does not stop attacking. Earlier, Ukrainian open-source intelligence Deep State said that Russian troops had occupied Bohdanivka. Oleksandr Syrsky, commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Ukraine, has said that the situation on the Eastern Front has significantly escalated in recent days due to Russia's intensification of offensive operations since the presidential election, reports LBUA. Syrsky said that the Russians are aggressively attacking the Liman and Bakhmut fronts with assault groups supported by armored vehicles. On the Pokrovsk front, the Russians are trying to break through the defenses using dozens of tanks and infantry fighting vehicles. Syrsky said this is because of the dry weather, which has made most of the open areas accessible to tanks. The commander stressed that the issue of achieving technical superiority over the enemy in terms of high-tech weapons has arisen once again. Quote, only this will give us the opportunity to defeat a numerically larger enemy and create conditions for seizing the strategic initiative, unquote. The second serious problem is to improve the quality of training for military personnel, especially infantry units, so that they can make the most of all capabilities of military equipment and Western weapons. Former US President Donald Trump, after meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson, has hinted that he does not oppose providing assistance to Ukraine, reports European Pravda. Stepping out for comments alongside Johnson at his Mar-a-Lago estate, Trump stated that they are thinking about making it in the form of a loan instead of just a gift. Trump stressed that he expects Europe to step up and to give money. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.